Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into the second hour already on this 13th day of February 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Continuing with open phones, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get into U.S. preparers' military blitz against Iran's nuclear sites. Also, Hastert saying they've got a deal on the expansion of the USA Patriot Act and a lot more. Now mainstream news is discussing, is Bush a dictator, and is that good? It's kind of like, maybe he is. Maybe that's freedom. Maybe that's what America is all about. The Constitution says he's a dictator. No, it says the opposite, but hey, c'est la vie. Let's go back to Travis in Texas. He was bringing up a friend. I believe we're talking to Travis, who went to the Army recruiters, and they said, "Yeah, torture is just what we do, and you'll have to get used to it." Then they were following him around and stuff to school and home after he'd visited them, and that was in the Houston papers and on TV, where the guy that said, "We'll arrest you if you don't sign up with us, it's the federal law," that guy actually got promoted. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Travis.
That was pretty much it. He stayed away from the recruitment since all this happened, and he's gotten really, really paranoid because, obviously. One of the things I thought was kind of strange, though, is that the day that they came looking for him at his school, and he left school that day because he knew that they were looking for him. He didn't want to go, obviously. He was frightened, and he called his mother to ask her, you know, if everything was all right at his house, and she said that some individuals from the Army had driven by the house, and then later on that night he talked to her about it again, and she changed her story. She just said, "Oh no, nobody came by," and I thought that you know, in and of itself was very, very peculiar, you know.
Well, I mean, they muscle these young people. They push them. They now are having offices in the schools, and they follow each grade. It's like two Army recruiters will be nested with a group of kids in the eighth grade, and then they will move to the first year of high school, then sophomore, then junior, then senior, and will follow them, quote, creating relationships. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You bet. And it's just horrible. I mean, who wants our kids to join the military so they can go be shattered by a IED, improvised explosive device, and then the government will charge them for their shattered body armor, $700, and charge them for a plane ticket home, and charge them $4 a day for their meals in the hospital with their arms and legs blown off, and that's how you support the troops. And if you're not for treating them bad, you don't support them. Treating them bad is supporting them. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark. Mark, where are you calling us from? Mark hung up. Okay, Catherine in Florida. Catherine, go ahead.
Hey, my name is Catherine Coston, C-O-S-S-O-N. I am an author of The Red Sands of Aliquot, The True Life Story by Catherine Coston.
Okay, very nice.
And is there any way...
Yes, ma'am?
Talk to you or something about my book?
Yes, we're on air right now.
Oh, okay, great.
What is your book about?
My book is being tortured and in defiance, being here in Aliquot, Florida, near De Phoenix Springs. I was raised up there. When I was a little girl, I was tortured.
Well, I tell you what you do. Why don't you mail me a copy of your book so I can look at it to review it? Why don't you mail me a copy of your book? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold, and we'll give you my address, Catherine. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jason and Ray and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get into Iran and the Patriot Act expansion and Bush being a dictator first. Then we'll go to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones today, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today at 800-259-9231. We've had a lot of guests on lately, and today we're covering the news and taking your calls. Let me jump back into the news first, though. It's very confusing for someone who watches just mainstream television news who's trying to get their news. You hear that they just want to, quote, reauthorize, repass the Patriot Act that sunsetted late last year, and they've been passing one-month extensions, and it has basically now expired again. But Bush said he doesn't care if it expires. He's just going to order the executive branch that basically runs this country now, we're top-heavy, supposed to have a separation of powers between the three branches of governments to stop dictatorship. But Bush now says the Constitution says he has dictatorial powers to keep us safe from the terrorists, of course. And he doesn't care if it's reauthorized. Well, then why does he want to pass it then if he has these powers to just announce out of his mouth what the law is? Well, what he wants is to radically expand Patriot Act, and that's what they're doing. There is a rider that has been added to the piece of legislation by the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Magic Bullet Warren Commission Specter, and I'm going to tell you what's in that piece of legislation. Or in that little sliver of pork barrel. It says that anyone, and we've covered this on the show last week, anyone who, quote, disrupts any national security event will be charged as a felon and spend at least 1 year at least 1 year in prison. And it turns the Praetorian Guard, the Secret Service, into a national police force. Because right now, they have very limited roles for the Treasury Department over counterfeiting and then protecting dignitaries and the president and the vice president and their families and former presidents. But in the bill, it says they will be over fighting all crime in the United States that affects the infrastructure, and that they will also be able to declare any area of a city or a town permanently or for a long period of time, short period of time, whatever they want to do. It's open-ended. It's broad new powers. And that they are now a national police force, and that even if a, quote, public official or a protected person is not in the area or at the event, they can on the spot disband protest, block protest, even permitted protest, and anyone who they think is, quote, causing any type of disturbance will then go to prison. So they are a national police force with snatch-and-grab Soviet-style powers. That's exactly what they are, and that's exactly what they're doing. And in the last few years, whenever Bush goes to Memphis, Tennessee, or Dallas, Texas, or Charlotte, North Carolina, these are just some of the cases we've covered and we've had guests on from these instances. One case was there across the street from the federal courthouse in Memphis, a conservative Vietnam veteran we had on last year. Actually, it was in late 2004. It was during the election, excuse me. Over a year ago now. He was actually a Republican, and he had a coffee shop that he said on air that cops mainly frequented and federal officers. So he certainly isn't even anti-government, as you could say. And he got a phone call. This is a Secret Service. Make sure there are no signs, especially anti-Bush signs, up in your storefront window. Coming up next week when President Bush is coming into town and having a campaign parade down your street. And the fellow said, well, wait a minute, this is a free country. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I fought for this country. I know what the First Amendment says. By the way, I've been pro-Bush, but I'm going to put a sign up saying that you called and told me I didn't have a First Amendment. And they said, well, you may be arrested then. He said, fine, and he put the sign up. Then he talked to his neighbors. They all got the same phone call. And then since then, it's been all over the news that this happens. They just call up, and anything embarrassing to El Jefe, the president, is to be removed. And they're really doing this. And there are so many cases where you'll have 3,000 Bush supporters and 20 anti-Bush people, or 500 Bush supporters and one guy, one professor with a No Blood for Oil sign, and Secret Service walks right up to the cops in North Carolina and says, arrest him. And the cops say, no, he has the First Amendment. And they go, listen, national security event, we're ordering you to. So the cops arrest him. He's federally charged, and he spends 6 months in jail of a year sentence. So they're already implementing this before they even pass a law using other laws. And there are so many examples of this. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, nothing to do with fighting terrorism, everything to do with having a chilling effect on the First Amendment, because the establishment is afraid of your free speech and your activism. But by the time it gets to the newspaper, this is the information we get out of the Associated Press. Hastert, that's the gentleman that even Vanity Fair and the major publications like the Village Voice have reported, took a bunch of illegal cashola from Abramoff, but that's okay. Hastert backs a deal on USA Patriot Act. House Speaker Dennis Hastert embraced a deal reached by a group of Senate Republicans in a White House to renew the USA Patriot Act, a centerpiece of President Bush's war on terrorism. This happened Friday, minutes after there was a nerve gas detected. Turned out it was a false alarm, but that sure got them in line quickly. Remember, the White House openly had a plan to mail weaponized anthrax through the mail, congressionally studied in 99, then magically weaponized U.S. anthrax gets mailed to President Bush's enemies, including somebody that published photos of his drunken daughters. But I'm sure this isn't connected to the White House. Hastert, an Illinois Republican, said once the Senate passes the measure, likely this week, the House would give it final congressional approval so Bush can sign it into law. If the Senate passes it, we'll pass it, Hassard told reporters at a retreat by House Republicans in Cambridge. The deal announced was designed to address demands for better protection of civil liberties. And they're going to do that by expanding it and destroying your rights. You got to love it. The Patriot Act, initially enacted after September 11th attacks, that no one was allowed to read it, by the way, expanded the power of federal law enforcement to conduct wiretaps and secret searches and share information. The pending legislation would make permanent 14 key provisions now set to expire on March 10th and extend two others for 4 years. While some Senate Democrats portrayed the White House-backed deal as failing to address civil liberties concerns adequately, several Senate Republicans and Democrats who had earlier balked at renewing the law now supported it. One charge and change would allow individuals to challenge gag orders when they have been subpoenaed to produce sensitive information on library, medical, education, or gun-related records. That's right, guns. Another would clarify the traditional libraries would not be subjected to special subpoenas, which are not issued by judges to gain records. A group of Republican and Democratic senators combined in December to stage a filibuster, a procedural move that blocked a vote on earlier House-passed measure to renew the act. Since then, Congress approved two short-term extensions. It's time we get it done on a long-term basis, Hastert the crook said. Now, let me comment on the provision here that they talk about, Section 213, 215, are two of the bad ones. They have provisions in there, and I've written an analysis of H.R. 3162, passed October 27th, 2001. And when they go to your bookstore, your library, your business, your private home, your corporation, it lists all of them, anything. They come and they say, we're subpoenaing all of your records, and you can't ever, in perpetuity, tell anyone that we were here or that we've, quote, forced you to talk. You also, quote, have to, quote, answer questions. No more Fifth Amendment. And it says you'll be charged as a terrorist if you tell anyone, including your lawyer, that you have been interrogated or had your records taken. It also says in Section 213, known euphemistically as the sneak and peek, that they can break in your home, business, anything they wish, your company, and then not even tell you that they were there. They can leave things, not just remove items, but can plant things, and not just bugs, but quote information. And then if you discover it, they can then order you to not tell anyone that they broke into your home or office without a warrant. Now, we have all this big discussion about how the NSA is spying on bin Laden when he calls his buddies at the NSA, when he calls his bosses at Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's all over the news, but back of the paper, spying on peace groups, Second Amendment groups, land rights groups, the whole political spectrum, the entire political gamut, the entire political field, the penultimate panoptagon of information, a 360 move. But here it is in 213 in your face. Why is there not a discussion of this? Breaking an American citizen's homes without warrants. And it says it in the Associated Press. Oh, there's moves to change that. But all it does is change the wording. I've read it. It does the exact same thing. They just change the wording. Just the words are different, but it does the exact same thing. So, we're going to break in your house without a warrant. It's these big rubber stamps. They're administrative subpoenas that the FBI or any other federal agency swears out themselves, and they're sworn out for entire FBI regions, entire states, multi-state areas in some cases, and it is not a warrant. And so there it is. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Thousands of times they've used it. You can just type in Patriot Act used in non-terror related cases into Google. And there are hundreds of articles, topless bars, pot dealers, civil disturbances, family violence, land rights, just homeless. We have hundreds of articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in archives on that subject. We've written probably, I don't know, it's got to be dozens of them, just a whole bunch about this subject. So there it is again, butchering the Bill of Rights and saying that the Constitution says they have to do it.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Welcome back. I'm going to get into Iran right now, then we'll come back and start taking your calls. Everybody that's patiently holding, Jason, Ray, Eric, Jeff, Dave, and many, many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Well, the U.S. prepares military blitz against Iran's nuclear sites. London Telegraph headline. Very deceptive headline. It should say peaceful reactor enrichment facilities. And the subheadline is 10,000 would die in an A-plant attack on Iran. Strategists at the Pentagon are drawing up plans for a devastating bombing raids backed by submarine-launched ballistic missile attacks against Iran's nuclear sites as a last resort to block Tehran's efforts to develop an atomic bomb. Central Command and Strategic Command planners are identifying targets, assessing weapon loads, and working on logistics for an operation. The Sunday Telegraph has learned they are reporting to the office of Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, as America updates plans for action if the diplomatic offensive fails to thwart the Islamic Republic's nuclear bomb ambitions. Tehran claims that it is developing only a civilian energy program. Well, the IAEA has certified that. This is more than just a standard military contingency assessment, said a senior Pentagon advisor. This has taken on a much greater urgency in recent months. Before I get more into that, kind of try to give you a big picture of what's going on in the Middle East and Central Asia right now. I work 7 days a week normally because I know how desperate things are. I know how much danger our society and our country, and that means my family, is in. I have a sense of responsibility, and most of you do too. Imagine Dick Cheney in the middle of the week, every time I hear about, you know, where he's at or what he's doing, he's hunting. He's hunting all over the world. He's out of the White House 6 months out of the year. He disappears for 2-3 months at a time. I mean, if they are planning to go into Iran, I want to know why Bush is always vacationing. I want to know why Bush is always playing hooky. I want to know why Cheney is. Now, obviously, Bush is a puppet, and Cheney's in more control than him, and then there's war planners above him. But it just shows how they're off busy shooting each other and running around like a bunch of heathen, and the country is about to start World War III. And I've got a bunch of different mainstream news strategists reporting that this could trigger World War III, and this could, the British analysts, even in Blair's government, are saying this will plunge us into a bigger global crisis. That's exactly what PNAC says. They want to make it so big and so bad that we get sucked into a full-bore, tooth-and-nail battle where they can resurrect the conscription, i.e. the draft, and do all of this stuff. And then you, quote, can't question their domestic activities, whether it's taking your pension funds or looting Fortune 500 companies or giving all their buddies the defense contracts in total violation of federal law, or what all these lobbyists are busy doing, because we'll be in the middle of a war and it's not patriotic to ask questions. Meanwhile, England, Germany, France, China, Japan, Israel is one of the biggest offenders, literally have bought and paid for our Congress. They literally have lobbyists, foreign lobbyists, writing legislation. Here in Texas, a Mexican citizen, it's been in the Houston Chronicle, is the chief of border affairs while he's a lobbyist. That's illegal. Even the Houston Chronicle admitted it violates federal law while he sits in the governor's office. I mean, we openly have foreigners from Israel, Russia, China, Mexico, England more than any other nation, sitting not just inside the state houses in the federal capitol or the White House writing the legislation, which they've been doing for years. Now they're being given governmental positions of power. Well, that's an article we've got to write because it's all buried in the news, but it's never even been given a headline. It needs to be top story. So that just gives you a picture of where we're at right now. And they are beating the war drums to go into Iran in a big way. The prospect of military action could put Washington at odds with Britain, which fears that an attack would spark violence across the Middle East, reprisals in the West, and may not cripple Tehran's nuclear program. But the steady flow of disclosures about Iran's secret nuclear operations and the virulent anti-Israeli threats of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I'm sorry I can't pronounce it, never have been able to, has promoted and prompted the fresh assessment of military options by Washington. The most likely strategy would involve aerial bombardment by long-distance B-2 bombers, each armed with up to 40,000 pounds of precision munitions. including the latest bunker-busting devices. They would fly from bases in Missouri with mid-air refueling. Boy, those pilots will be taking some speed pills. Well, hey, our government puts our kids on it. Must be good. The Bush administration has recently announced plans to add conventional ballistic missiles to the armory of its nuclear Trident submarines. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Done talking about Iran. I want to get more into Pentagon plans, bomb blitz on Iran's nuclear sites, more details of what that attack will probably look like and when it may be coming. Iran, of course, has resumed atom enrichment work, their diplomats are now saying. Iran has resumed some uranium enrichment work, a first step towards making fuel for atomic reactors or bombs, though they admit that they don't even have the equipment to create the fissile material for an A-bomb. It doesn't matter. The CIA's own report says it's not true, but so what? In defiance of a vote reporting Tehran to the UN Security Council, diplomatic sources said today, Iran has said it would restart enrichment, shelved for 2 years under Western pressure, by early March, but gave no date. Tehran also announced talks due this week on a Russian proposal to avert a showdown in the Security Council has been postponed. However, Moscow said it was prepared to go ahead with the talks on Thursday as planned. Meanwhile, Syria switches to euro amid confrontation with U.S., and China has begun dumping the dollar incrementally. Japan has been the stalwart buyer of the different U.S. security. They're beginning to sell a little bit, but not as much as China. Europe, of course, has for 4 years been dumping dollars and moving away from the dollar. And let me tell you why this is important for those that don't know. Most of you probably are more informed than I am on the subject. For those that don't know, because I've heard yuppies on the radio say, so what if we have a weak dollar? It'll be good for manufacturing. Yeah, if we had any manufacturing base left and if we weren't competing against billions of people at slave labor, slave wages in China and India. You know, you can all talk about how you can go down to Mexico and for $10 take four or five people out to dinner and get a bunch of ice-cold beer or buy a sombrero or whatever it is, because the peso is a weak currency. The peso is a weak currency, and the people on average live in abject, stifling, oppressive poverty. And that is the hallmark of a banana republic, a third world country. Most of the world lives under that type of stifling currency devaluation. And the dollar has gone from 4 years ago being the strongest currency in the world for the last 75 years to being the weakest currency in the industrialized world, and now becoming quite weak even compared to other second world nations. And it's been done by the Federal Reserve heating up the printing presses to light speed. And the new Federal Reserve chairman, if you thought Greenspan was bad, says that he wants to do the equivalent of dumping cash on the economy out of helicopters. That's a quote. He wants to accelerate the printing of money, and this is how the fraud works. And we can spend hours on this, but I'll just spend a few minutes, and we'll go to your calls. Bush gives you an average of an 8% tax cut, depending on what bracket you're in, but the average is about 8%. And then you think that you've gotten this huge tax cut. I would rather Bush not have allowed the devaluation of the currency by 44%. So your bank account is devalued and it's buying power by 44%, but you get a tax cut of 8%. So 8 out of 44, that comes to 36. So you've really had a tax on your wealth of 36%. Now, would you rather not have a tax cut, but have your money stay the same value? Or would you rather have a 36% devaluation? Or would you rather have an 8% tax cut? I don't know. Can you do the math? I know you can. And it upsets me because I have a little bit of money in the bank, hopefully for college someday if my children wish to go, and for a rainy day or an emergency. And, you know, even if you've got it, say, in a IRA giving you 5%, that is being outstripped. Inflation every year is conservatively at 10%. I know they tell you it's at 4.2 or 4.3 in years past. It hovers between 4.0 and 4.4. So we'll just say 4.2 is the average in the last 5-6 years. But real inflation is at around 10%, and then that doesn't even count the currency inflation. So, because they're printing so much of it. It's a horrible economic indicator and economic fact, and I'm sorry to give you bad news, but this is the reality. That's why the media and the government try to badmouth real estate as an investment, while the very same politicians badmouthing real estate are out buying it as fast as they can. Because even if real estate is triple valued for what it really should be worth, at least there is some inherent value in that land. And even if real estate was to crash by, say, 50%, which they're saying in some areas of the country it may do, I don't know if it is. They keep saying it's already busted, the bubble's busted, but it doesn't seem to bust. They're hyping that because they don't like the fact that you've been able to put your money in something where it at least still has some value. And I'm not talking about being upside down in real estate, going and leveraging yourself. No, I'm talking about actually owning property outright is still a really good investment. And the government does not like it, one single bit, so they're really hyping that. But even if it's overvalued, it at least has some inherent base value to it. And it's really frustrating to hear the neocons on the radio and to argue with them on the street or over the telephone or in emails where they're telling me how great the economy is when every real indice, every real indicator shows the economy is going in the wrong direction. More factories shutting down, more people losing high-tech jobs or manufacturing jobs or value-added jobs going into the service industry, even the service industry is contracting. And remember, our economy is contracting despite the fact that we have an infusion conservatively of 6 million new people every year in this country. We have gone from the last census at just 6 years ago from 280 million people roughly to now over 300 million people. That's the new numbers coming out with the projections because they're now doing a year by year. And, of course, it's totally unconstitutional, but we have the numbers, census. And, of course, most illegal aliens don't even declare themselves on the census, so it's actually much higher, even with their projected numbers, than 6 million a year. And those 6 million predominantly unskilled, low-wage workers working for about $4 an hour then drives down all the rest of our wages in the aggregate. Okay, enough spew. I'm just spewing numbers at you, but those are the numbers. And then again, they claim we have about a 4% inflation number each year, but that is not counting what's happened with the currency. There's a lot of other numbers as well. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Jason in California. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good.
With the Iranian oil burst coming up and all this Iranian stuff and the devaluation of the dollar and the money you just covered, and everybody knowing that obviously good investments are silver and gold and whatnot, I was wondering if you were familiar with the Liberty Dollar and alternative currencies like that.
Well, you know, I think the Liberty Dollar and the NorFed money, the silver certificates or the holding the physical silver itself is great. There is a markup involved with those particular currencies of, I guess, about 10%, which is fine. You'll see that in pretty much any currency. But you can buy 1870s, 1880s, 1890s silver dollars that also have a collector value on top of them for less. You can buy them for like $9.50, at least a few weeks ago you could. I bought some. And then a Liberty dollar costs $10, $11 per coin. So I particularly, when I buy silver, am buying it with a numismatic value added at a price lower than newly minted private silver currencies.
I see. I understand that, but that's not very liquid. It doesn't provide a good medium of exchange, as far as if you can get.
Well, I mean, if you can get somebody to accept a silver dollar printed by a private group of 9999 silver, why would you not get? Why would you not want a U.S. silver? At least people can see it says U.S. on it, and people tend to know what it's worth. And in the past, it has a greater value.
I see.
I mean, you asked me what I thought of it. I don't think it's bad.
No, I understand. Yeah.
I don't, and listen, I don't think it's bad to have those currencies, but I know this, you're going to get more for the government currency, the treasury currency, the old U.S. currency. That's what it is. It isn't Federal Reserve currency. When you go into a coin shop, if it's U.S. or if it's German or it's British or it's French or it's Swiss, then you're going to get with these new U.S. currencies. And there are communities trading in them. There are people promoting them. And I think that's fine and dandy.
Your community is promoting the Liberty Dollar or the silverback note?
I think both of them are fine. It's just that it's really hard to find people that will trade in that. In fact, I know people who have been arrested or attempted to be arrested trying to use that because the clerks are so stupid. But it's like the guy a few months ago, remember, upstanding member of the community, by the way, I forget, where was that in the country? Somewhere in the Midwest. He tried to go in at Best Buy with a $2 bill. He had some of those in a safe, and he used them to go, and it was U.S. currency. It was actually Federal Reserve currency, and the police came and arrested him thinking it was counterfeit, as if a counterfeiter would print up $3 bills. Well, they thought the $2 bills were as phony as a $3 bill. That's how dumb. No one in the Best Buy, not the managers, it said for an hour, they held him there as managers and others debated whether a $2 bill was real. That's how dumb the general public is, sir. They don't even know what $2 bills are.
I think that was actually a Taco Bell.
No, it was Best Buy.
Oh, was it Best Buy?
There may have been a Taco Bell, too.
Yeah. I understand. I see. Yeah, because actually in my local community here, I'm getting, I've just started this, and I've actually got a few merchants already that are willing to step to starting a little association. And,
I think that's great.
And it's more of the angle, not so much to promote the silver as much to get local merchants to accept the currency and give it out as change so they can actually make profit, but it builds the local currency, the local business, the mom-and-pop type stores against the Walmart type corporate.
I think it's great. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. Name's Ray. I got a question here. Is it true that every branch of the U.S. government has corporate status? But each branch of the government is technically its own corporation.
Yes, and now they're going public with that, privatizing everything, simply signing governmental power over to private Merck institutions.
If this is so, that means we're under maritime law, not constitutional.
I have seen so many federal court documents in modern times where they're taking somebody's property, say, in Colorado, and there's no due process, and the woman goes in and says, why? And the judge says, you're now under admiralty. Yes, we're in receivership, sir.
I know, and any court of admiralty has to display a gold-fringed flag, much like the flag they flew at the Super Bowl.
Yes, symbols mean things. It's a war flag. And the problem is you go into these courts with your little flag and declare yourself separate. The judges have now been told to disregard that. They're just acting in criminal behavior and just ignore it. It's just the government gives their minions uniforms. They're private. They have little machine guns. They've built private prisons. It's all about force now.
I heard something even crazier, that maritime law deals with bodies of water. Now, the human body...
No, maritime originally, admiralty or martial law, it simply means rule of the general, rule of the captain, rule by the designate of the monarch. And so, whereas classically it has been the operative rule on the high seas, where each ship is its own country, and the captain or the admiral is God or the sovereign. Don't confuse that. Admiralty or martial law is invoked on land more often than at sea.
Right, and bodies of water are owned.
And yeah, but I mean, it doesn't say because your body's made out of water. It just simply means you're under martial law.
The law is crazy like that. It could be to the word like that. I'm just wondering.
Well, it could be. I mean, it could be that tooth fairies are real, but I'm telling you what it actually says.
I got you, man.
I'm not trying to be sarcastic or rude to you. I'm just, there's a lot of crazy people out there who take real information and then add what I call patriot mythology to it, hence discrediting us.
No doubt. Who is the General Delaware Corporation?
That's one of these older global corporations. The British East India Company's one. The Bank of England's another. The Federal Reserve is its officer here. Its office here in this governorship, this Commonwealth. Thanks for the call. Really good questions. I mean, I've got the federal court cases. That's what infrastructure protection means. Under Homeland Security, we're now going into receivership, and it is simply officers in the corporation engaging in infrastructure protection. Let's go. That is owned by the company. We're going to be basically sharecroppers living on the slave plantation. Let's talk to Evan in Reno, Nevada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I was just calling it to see if you know about the petition to release the testimony of Sybil Edmonds. You know who she is?
Yes, we had her on and had her push her petition. She's been gagged from releasing the information she knows. All she said is she will say, okay, well, it's like this, and then she'll talk about other historical cases of government drug dealing or the government carrying out terror attacks, and then she says that's what she heard. She worked,
yeah,
of course, with the FBI looking at NSA data.
Oh, I figured you had. I thought I'd just plug it.
No, it's very important information.
JustACitizen.org. Everyone go to JustACitizen.org. Make sure you go sign that petition. Let's get that information out there. She could be the Daniel Ellsberg of 9/11.
It's very important. She heard them talk about drug dealing and government involvement in 9/11, and she tried to go public, and they said national security, you can't, and so did FBI agent Robert Wright, National Press Club. He said, here's the letter. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. All we can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Jeff in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I just wanted to make a couple of points. And well, first of all, I think there's millions of truck drivers across the country, and I really don't think the American people know the impact that the truck drivers have on this country. And I think that more of the truck drivers are getting involved. I'm not saying all, but there's millions of them that are trying to fight.
I would say truck drivers are one of the most informed guilds or groups in America. As a group itself, they are probably the most informed because they listen on books on tape, they listen to talk radio, they listen to shortwave, they listen to wireless internet, and they a lot of them are PrisonPlanet.tv members. When they get home for the weekend, they will burn dozens of copies of my TV shows, radio shows, and then they will go hand them out at truck stops, and they're absolutely saving this country.
Exactly. And let me tell you something about these guys, Alex. They go out. The reason that they are trying to fight the New World Order is because, you know, you got guys out here living out of their trucks. You got 73-year-old men that can't even retire because of the way that the economy is.
They're slaves.
Slaves. And the truck drivers, I think, are...
Sure. But all my praise for the good truck drivers. It was just amazing. They're doing a wonderful job. Backbone of this country. It really, they are. Hail the truck drivers.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dave and Don and many others here. In the third hour, there's a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten into yet. Thousands would die of U.S. strikes on Iran, says study. We'll get into what the Iranian president is saying, North Korea threatening to nuke us again. We'll get into police gassing students over in Pakistan. And is the president above the law? That's the big headline. I want to spend some time on that. Before we go back to your calls, my new film, The Order of Death, is out. And new footage last July was shot inside the Bohemian Grove where the elite engage in satanic ceremonies. It's mainstream news. I don't care how crazy it sounds. It's real. And then we have footage he shot in there over a two-year period in the film. And then we have locals doing their own rituals against the Grovers. The very locals that criticize me for talking about how the occult is going on in there. Well, we know why, because they're into it. And we also then show how the Illuminati's tied into the Ku Klux Klan, tied into high-level Masons, even though most Masons aren't aware of it. We just get into the globalist secret activities. And then we updated the original film I made in 2000, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We updated that just a few months ago and put both films, the new film and the original film, updated on one DVD, $24.95. And the next copy's $19.95, next copy's $16.95, next copy $14. So we put an incentive in there to get multiple copies, get one for yourself, then give another or two as a gift. And people that want to support us, that's how you do it. Go to the video and bookstore that we're adding new videos and books to every week and peruse all the different specials that are on the shopping cart and make your order today. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. We have video interviews. We do in-studio here of the live radio shows. We have the audio interviews, my weekly TV reports, all 14 of my films, new films like Dylan Avery's Loose Change 2's up there, and so many other films, Ted Pike's films, prisonplanet.tv. Check it out today. All right, Jeff in Denver, finish up about the truck drivers.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say that, billions of truck drivers out here. It's like one big family. And, of course, Bush, he wants us to be afraid because paranoia is supposed to be patriotic. But I got a message for Bush, the White House terrorist, the executioner. The truck drivers, we're not going to allow for any police state. There's millions of truck drivers out here, and they're not going to go for it. They're going to fight it tooth and nail. And so far, Alex, three states, Hawaii, Alaska, and Vermont, and 218 cities and towns across the country have enacted resolutions calling for repeal of the Patriot Act in whole or in part.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me give you the actual numbers. Thanks for the call. It's well in excess of 600 cities and towns, and it's seven states, sir. But for some reason, the nightly news, when they do announce it, they'll say 400 cities and four states. It's seven states and 600 cities and towns, last time I checked. And they didn't pass laws calling for the repeal. That's in most of the other city resolutions and laws. They passed laws telling their police to not violate the Constitution and to not aid the feds in the violation of that. So it's even better news than what you're saying. Dave in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is such a treat to be able to talk to you. I've been getting into you for the past 3 or 4 months.
Well, it's a treat to talk to you. What's on your mind, Dave?
I'll try to do this like a Jim Rome show. Really quickly, not as tyrants have we come, but as liberators. Adolf Hitler, 1938. I'll take my responses off the air. I found a great video called The Cowboys in Iraq, and for people who haven't seen it, it might wake you up or see something you haven't seen.
Send me a copy of it. What else is on your mind?
Awesome. The other day I found a thing on Halliburton's website, January 24th, 2006, saying that they got $385 million to...
build domestic camps. You want my take on that, or you want to comment on it?
It was nice to see your logic working out on my computer. I don't know, you and I would have been little kids, but
stay there, sir. Third hour's coming up. We'll let you finish.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduce